Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is time to begin to look at the agenda, the 24/7 agenda now that we've been watching for a few days coming out of Paris, France. Unbelievable. 80,000 people in a manhunt for two guys. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe, Josh says.
It was. I was having a hard time believing it.
Yeah, I told him this morning, I said, they've got 80,000 people looking for two guys. And he just said, no, that can't
be. How do you mobilize 80,000 people?
I don't know. And why is another question. And how do you have the funds to do that?
Crazy.
But it's because this is an agendized manhunt, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9 January 2015. So glad to have you joining us today. We are live on 9 January, and we want you to join us today because we want to look at what is happening in Paris, France. What doesn't make sense? There's one point out of this whole thing that just makes me say, there's something wrong here.
Okay.
One point, one main point that I saw that said, now I have to question everything. But then, how many of you are questioning everything since 9/11?
Right.
They lied to us then. So now they have to gain our trust back, which you know that's not going to happen. So we're going to be looking at that today. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to bring on Dr. Cass Ingram, who, if you've been watching his website, nodisinfo.com, and it's pretty out there, I got to tell you. I don't know that I would do a website like that, but then nobody asked my opinion. But, I mean, it's pretty strong. And I understand it was taken down this morning or something happened to the website this morning, but we'll be talking to him at 8 o'clock to find out what his thoughts are. Now, Kevin Barrett has done an excellent job at truthjihad.com of evaluating this. You said activist posts also?
Brandon Turberville's got some really good articles on activist posts.
Okay.
This. Just kind of nuts and bolts of the whole thing, you know.
And we want to talk about the things that make you kind of shudder and go, oh no, they're not trying to pull this on us. I mean, all right, let me give you an example. He left his ID in the seat of the car, and that's how they found him. Really. I want to also say that the stock market has been up. They have really gained a lot of ground the last couple of days. It is now 50 points in the red before the opening this morning at 8:30 Central Time. Oil is still down in the $49 range, and gold is at about 12.11. So things are financially, I think, getting ready to crater. I almost really believe that. I've seen so many people say that. And Matthias Chang sent me his thoughts on what's happening financially. And he says the time for risk is over. So we'll put his latest information in the email blast also. So the majority of the news, of course, is focusing on what's happening in France today. They've even actually delayed the planes at Charles de Gaulle Airport. Schools are in lockdown. I mean, the whole nine yards. But there's a lot of other news besides that, and that is what has been snuck into the tax code while you weren't paying attention.
Right.
While you're watching 80,000 people chase two people in Paris, France, they are giving you 21 pages of new tax information. You know, I'd like to know how a CPA follows all this stuff.
It's constant education.
I have a
close one in the or a close family member who is a CPA, and it's constantly having to learn.
They must have to go to bed at night reading the tax code.
Oh,
I mean,
imagine?
It's got to be crazy. Yeah. I mean, what a life, you know? And also, there is a Connecticut Supreme Court ruling on a young girl, 17 years of age, who did not want chemotherapy. Now, this story is precedent-setting and is an important story. We need to talk about that in the ruling of the Connecticut Supreme Court. Also, an avocado a day keeps the cardiologist away.
Wow.
I don't know that we could get a guarantee on that, but sounds good. We'll talk about health news and other news after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Could you eat on organic 337 a day? We'll be right back after this three-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Josh is with me in the studio today. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And Noelle, his wife, will be joining us a little bit later, along with Dr. Cass Ingram, straight up top of the hour. It's good to be back again, to be in the seat today, talking to you about this incredibly agendized scenario that is going right by the book. And if you haven't been watching television, which hopefully you haven't, you have not been given the programming of what they said was going to happen at the very beginning of this disaster in Paris, France, and how it has all come to fruition and how smart they were, because they turned out to be almost right on everything. In fact, anybody who can figure out who's done a crime within the first hour is really, really good, if you ask me. Or maybe advanced knowledge, or maybe bullet points, or maybe they've been given the talking points of what's going on. But this hostage drama now, it has turned into hostage drama now. The 12 people that were killed as a result of this story that was given to us, whether it happened or not, and I probably tend to believe that the people were killed.
Yeah.
I believe that.
I think so.
And there are a lot of people that don't, and I will say that. But then, you know, everybody's starting to challenge everything, and for good reason.
Right.
We've had too many phony scenarios.
I don't tend to I don't want to call it wasting time, but spend a whole lot of time on stuff I can't prove one way or the other, you know.
So you just kind of look at it, yeah, and you let it happen, and you watch and you see. But 12 leading people of this magazine, this cartoon magazine nobody had ever heard of. Well, no, I don't want to say nobody had ever heard of. But in 2011, when they were firebombed, nobody knew the name Charlie Hebdo. It was not a big issue. In fact, the name was not used, Charlie Hebdo. It was a magazine who did Mohammed caricatures and made fun of Mohammed. So these guys have a deep burning resentment because they did a cartoon against Mohammed. Well, I would think, in reality, that they would have a deep burning resentment against the United States killing Muslim people by the thousands. Right. To me, that would be an even bigger reason than a cartoon company.
I was actually talking to my wife about this last night. A lot of these people are saying, well, none of these Muslim attacks, are actually happening, Some people say that, they're just trying to demonize Muslims. Well, in reality, if you look at this logically, think about what the U.S. has done to these countries. There are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people who are probably a little angry at us,
yes,
and would like to kill us.
Yes.
It does make sense to me that there are, if you want to call them jihadis or whatever, out there, wanting to kill us.
And the Iraqi people are not sitting there going, man, we are so glad that you bombed us back into submission here,
right,
two or three times in the past 20 years, or five times in the past 20 years. It is all about control of the world and control of the resources. And people are going to start saying not no, but heck no. And in my estimation, Josh, they are going to do it in a way that is not going to be a cartoon company magazine. They are going to do it in, if they really wanted to do it, they could do it in the Super Bowl. They could do it in, remember right after 9/11, one of the things that told me that 9/11 was a farce is that they had all the senators, all the representatives, all the government officials convened in Washington, D.C., and they announced it in advance. We're going to all have a big We Are So Sorry Memorial Day for 9/11, and we're all going to be at this church, at this place, at this time. And I thought, are you kidding me?
That'd be the time to hit them.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you want to get the president, vice president, vice president wasn't there. But if you want to do all this, you want to do some real damage, then they could do some real damage.
At the same time, I understand the importance of symbolism. Okay, and to me, attacking, that newspaper is symbolic. Rather than attacking someplace with high security, I guess, is what I'm saying. You attack someplace that is, offending your religion. To me, it makes a little sense. I'm sorry.
You know what? I saw a really good article. I think it was Kevin Barrett that did it, that said, wait a minute, do we not think that we have a God that is strong enough to be able to revenge that if he wanted to?
Right.
maybe God could say, hey, guys, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
If that were the way it was. But instead, it is using these people and finding reasons why they can justify their doing some act to where we can have this all out 80,000 people searching for two people now in a deserted building that have one hostage. One hostage? Now, supposedly, there were two guys that did all this, and one driver, which they said was 18 years old. Now, at the very beginning of all of this, I really spent a lot of time watching this. I wanted to see how it was going to unfold. Someone did call in and say that this 18-year-old that they were mentioning the name of had been in school with them, and it couldn't be him. Well, that wasn't enough for anybody else. That's not enough evidence, the fact that he was actually in school and couldn't be there. Motive, opportunity. That he was not there to have done the act.
Right.
But they arrested him.
He turned himself in, late that night. And last I read, they were holding him without charges.
Right.
And there were multiple students who go to school with this guy that don't. Some of them even said, I've only met this guy a couple times, but he was in the class.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so they're holding him for whatever reason. But they know by now if he was there or not there. And they're trying to get his background. Was he, covertly involved in this thing or whatever?
Well, I heard on the drive into work today that it's possible that he's like a brother-in-law or something of one of these guys or these guys.
Oh, that I've not heard, that he's a possible relative. So anyway, that's the hostage drama that exists now, is these two bad guys. Now, after they killed the 10 people, and 12 people. After they killed the 12 people, thank you. I want to tell you that one of the reasons why I said this thing can't be real is because, okay, these guys park a black Citroen car in the middle of the road, both doors open, and they run inside. Now, on a street, one would notice a car with both doors open blocking traffic, I would think,
right.
Anyway.
Okay.
Even a police officer might notice that. So they go inside. They call out all the 12 people they want to shoot, and they all respond, and they shoot them as they respond. That's the story.
Really?
Yes. And that's what the doctor said later on from the testimony of the people that were there. They called the people, and as they called their names, they shot them. And I don't know, me, if they said Joyce Riley, I'd tend to say, you know, she quit here about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No speaking the English.
And so they, oh, by the way, these guys did speak perfect French,
right,
with no accent whatsoever.
Right.
Military, sophistication, supposedly. 3-point sling. They want to mention that. Kalashnikovs.
You can buy those anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, 3-point sling, Kalashnikov, Russian Kalashnikov. They wanted that over and over again. And with a 7.62 round, NATO round, with has like 48,000 pounds per second or whatever, force that it can drive into a person.
Okay.
And that's the reason I'm going to bring that up for just a second in what happened later on. But anyway, they go in and they shoot all 12 of the people. Then they go back outside and do some more shooting with the car there with the doors open. And then they kill a policeman on the sidewalk. When they walk over to him, supposedly I believe he was on a bicycle. They knocked him off the bicycle. Then he went over and he takes his weapon. And this is where a lot of people who know weapons were disagreeing with this and saying this couldn't be real, is that there was white smoke that came out of the gun. There was no, like, fire kind of whatever comes out of a Kalashnikov.
Right, and there was no kickback.
It didn't look real. Well, I'll tell you what, when he put that to that man's head, or maybe 6 inches away from his head, because I saw the entire video. You can see it online. I saw the entire video of it. When they put that 6 inches away from his head, and all that man does is just drop his head on the ground, that would have been like a pumpkin being splattered. That
if
would
he
have.
In fact hit him, okay. And I was talking to my wife about, because we looked at the video too. From the angle, you can't exactly see that he actually shoots him. I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay,
I've got to. You know, you can't actually see if it hits him in the head. Okay, the guy's got a Kevlar vest on, right? The cop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so from I hate to disagree with you. Well, I'm not really disagreeing. I'm just kind of exploring the option. But if you're running at this angle and he shoots it from where you guys got to go look at the picture. I know it's awful to think about having to go look at someone being shot. But if he hit him like in the back of the neck and it shot through his chest cavity and hit the inside of that Kevlar vest, I'm not sure about Kevlar, how it works.
Mm-hmm,
if it only
mm-hmm.
works from one direction, then, you know, there might not be the splatter and stuff like that. I'm just
saying. Yeah,
you know,
I know, but
saying.
I think 6 inches from, you know, from seeing a lot of emergency room.
He would have moved, you know,
well, he
a
would
little
have
bit.
Definitely moved,
yeah.
But a lot of emergency room wounds that I have seen, I will tell you, there's going to be blood.
Right.
There's going to be blood. I mean, I don't care. You cannot hit somebody with a
right.
Kalashnikov.
I understand.
And make sure you know that's a Russian Kalashnikov.
Yeah.
You cannot hit them 6 inches away and not have any blood. And the other thing was, there was no blood seen on any of the victims that they showed carrying them out. No blood anywhere. Nobody had any blood on their uniforms. I had more blood in the emergency room on my uniforms than.
Yeah, I haven't seen any pictures from inside or anything. Is there blood?
Well, not inside. It
yeah.
was outside. It
okay.
was carrying them out. But, I mean, nobody had any blood then either.
Really?
So that's why when I saw them shoot him 6 inches away, and his body didn't even repel or didn't do, you know, it just didn't seem real.
Right.
That one thing has made me wonder now. Now, was that a created scenario and all the rest of it was real? I don't know. But anyway, the 12 people that were killed, and then there were another 11 that were injured, that's what we're told, has now erupted in this chase that has gone on for a couple of days of trying to find these guys. They went to a gas station and didn't kill anybody at the gas station. They just wanted some gas or stole some gas there and then went on about their way. And then they got a hostage somewhere. And by the way, now the story is that the police officer they killed was a Muslim, and I think that's part of the story too.
Well, they have it's like 10%, you know, Muslim.
Yeah. And which is a reason that I think a lot of this is happening is because France has opened their arms to the Muslims, and that plays into the story. I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going to go to this break, 4-minute break. Stay tuned. We'll be back. This is Joyce
and Josh
with the Power. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-221-9896. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-221-9896. That's 1-800-221-9896. Call 1-800-221-9896.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
I began to think I understand. Anyway, you and I are spend ever and ever. See myself within your eyes, and that's all I need to show the world. Everything I do always takes me home to you.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever I call you friend, and I'm so grateful for all the wonderful friends out there that have sent us so many wonderful things, whether it's cards or letters or encouragement to me, information, I appreciate all of you so very much. And I thank each and every one of you for doing for being there for us. It's been a kind of a challenging time, but I'm going to try to be back 2 to 3 times a week, hopefully. I think we've got some feedback there. Scott, if you could help me out, I think we've got some feedback or a mic open. Thank you so much. This hostage scenario that is taking place at supposedly near Charles de Gaulle Airport, they have one hostage. They say they're not going to release the hostage. And you know what I've been amazed at is the way they've been saying in advance, well, this is going to come to a hostage situation probably. Eventually they'll get a hostage and then they'll have to go in. Oh, really? How do you know all this stuff?
I mean, you know what? What doesn't make sense to me is that, you know, if these are true jihadis who believe that if they die, you know, that the greatest honor or whatever would be dying for their cause, then why take a hostage and why draw this out? I don't understand.
I know. None of it makes sense. Yeah. They also, one of the other things that doesn't make any sense in this is that one of the newspaper reporters said, or that was from France that was there, said, you know, this is so strange because they had a police van parked there 24/7 and it was gone that morning.
Hmm.
You know,
donut run.
Yeah, yeah. But doesn't that immediately make the kind of the hairs go up on the back of your neck? They had a police van there 24/7 because of protection for them, because of what's been going on, and that van was gone that morning. So I'm telling you the things that I heard. And they've got 80,000 people on the lookout for two guys. And they've got
incredible to me. I'm still having a hard time believing that number.
I know. When I first said that, I said, Josh, they've got 80,000 people looking for two. And he said, Joyce, that'll like ruin your credibility if you say that.
That's what I absolutely believe. I don't know if you should say that on the
air. Yeah.
But, and I did a search for it, and I couldn't find that, but you did a different search, and you found it.
I found 357,000 results,
yeah.
So anyway, we'll just put that one down in history, okay? So anyway, now there's 6 points to consider, though, when analyzing the Charlie Hebdo attacks. And also, there's some points you wanted to add.
Well, yeah, this comes from Brandon Turbeville of Activist Post, and he's saying, you know, the reports are suggesting that the attackers acted as if they had military training, and reports are confirming that the assailants did receive military training in Syria to fight, obviously, the Assad regime, and who backs the people who are fighting the Assad regime. Who is that? I think that's us. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, some of the methods they use, like they moved along the street outside the office working as a pair. You know, one would advance, the other one would fire cover. And then they were using they had automatic weapons. And so instead of spraying just automatically, you know, they were kind of double tapping and conserving ammunition, which I think, you know, that is absolutely military, you know, type training. Mm. The publication was attacked before and has served to promote the strategy of tension in the past. Obviously, you know, with the 2011 firebombing, I think it was, you know, they have been used to, you know, create dissent among the Muslims. France is arming terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So, you know, that's another thing to look at.
You know, there's a lot of people very upset about the way that France is embracing the Muslim population. They have, what, a 10% Muslim population there now?
I think that might be Paris. I'm not sure if that's all of France, but I'm pretty sure I read that Paris has like a 10%. And so they're fighting Islam or ISIS at the same time embracing, you know, Islam in general. And also what's interesting is that France ordered an aircraft carrier to the Gulf in order to fight ISIS nearly only a day before the attacks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't. You know,
well, and then I think we ought to need to mention also that, hey, what happened about that guy that was in the hierarchy of the government of England that was supposedly messing around with underage women?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
what happened to that story?
Under the rug,
yeah, that
right?
kind of
yeah.
gone. You know, and Alan Dershowitz is gone. The story about him having been involved with that.
Bill Clinton's ties to it.
Story's gone. Yeah. And something about an airplane missing, too.
Really?
That's gone.
Was there an airplane
that story,
missing?
Yeah. That story. story is gone.
It's amazing how these things happen whenever there's some controversial news going on. Yeah.
Well, I mean, is it that they're just heaping more stuff on us? I don't know. Anyway, supposedly militant flags. The ISIS flag was found in their car. Well, no, they're not calling it ISIS yet. And petrol bombs were found in the Paris attack getaway car. And the ID of the guy, just like Muhammad Atta's passport.
Right. Convenient.
Convenient. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
Proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With me, thus falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide, when other helpers help of the helpless, oh, abide with me.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That is Susan Boyle and Abide With Me. Beautiful song, beautiful song. What an incredible voice from such a troubled young lady that has the most amazing voice. And the other song that we played earlier was Whenever I Call You Friend by Kenny Loggins. I just love his music. So Whenever I Call You Friend. Getting back to other news besides what's happening in Paris, France, because they want you focused on that totally. You know what? One thing I find very interesting, Josh, is that everything right now on CNN and Fox is that. They're not doing anything else. Well, now Fox has now moved on, but CNN has been like all night long, nothing else, nothing else. And there's nothing happening. So, I mean, they're talking about nothing's happening, but we're going to stay with it.
Oh, nothing's happening with that particular story.
Yeah,
you mean?
With that particular story. And so they're staying with it. We're staying with it. We're staying with it. Well, wait a minute. Why don't you just, like, cover some other news, you know?
Right, yeah.
Because, you know, this is time is money on the air. And so when they are doing anything 24/7, you know it is agenda.
Right.
The other thing that I wanted to point out is that they always try to dehumanize the bad guys. And they humanize the victims. You know, in all the reports you'll hear, like in the 9/11 victims, oh, they had three children and they loved to take in rescue dogs and blah, blah, blah. But then whenever they talk in terms of the people, you know, that have done the acts, it's always they're horrible people. They were in Syria. They probably, you know, cut little puppy dogs' tails off. And
yeah,
criminal history and, you know, bad, 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 bad. They dehumanize the bad guys, and they humanize the good guys. And just watch it. Just watch the way all these things take place. Anyway, we'll move on from that, and we will go to it in the next hour and talk about it. But there's other things happening around the world, believe it or not. And part of the things that we want to talk about are, well, the financial situation around the world is not good at all. And it just seems to me that a lot of what is happening now is to cover up the you know, the world is very shaky at this point. China says they're going to boost investment in Latin America to $250 billion within the decade. The Chinese government will invest that money into Latin American and Caribbean countries over the next 10 years in an attempt to strengthen its presence in a region dominated by the United States. Then you've got the United States that is giving money to every single country around the world. When we have no money, we have no money. We are bankrupt. But every time they tell you the story about how we're going to give Tanzania, you know, $54 million, well, that's to let you think that we've got money to give away.
Right.
And we don't.
Did you see Rand Paul's bill to stop funding for Palestine?
No.
Or the aid,
No.
He proposed one because of the internet or suing Israel for war crimes. He proposed a bill to end the aid to Palestine.
How interesting. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, the ICC court, the International Criminal Court, is a big issue. It's just not... Nothing is going away or being solved. There's just new problems, one after the other, and they take this distraction of keeping you looking at these two guys, the Karachi guys, two Karachi brothers, to keep you focused on that so that you don't know that the world is teetering on its edge financially, and it really is, too. Saudi war on shale goes nuclear. No chance that OPEC will cut output, even with the Brent under $50. And for those hoping that the recent brief dip in Brent crude below 50, most notably Venezuela's intrepid socialist leader Nicolas Maduro, whose numbered days get shorter with every day that Brent closes red, and countless bondholders of junk debt-capitalized shale companies, would mean that Saudi Arabia's vendetta against OPEC would finally be put on hiatus. We've got bad news. The vendetta just went nuclear because, as Reuters reports, there is no chance of OPEC output cut.
Right. Well, it's like I said the other day, if Saudi Arabia does that, then they lose market share. If they cut their production, they lose market. And they're not going to do that again because
that's
it happened to them. I can't remember when, you know, it was in the '80s or something like that. And they learn, you know.
And Europe's largest bank stock has now been suspended. Are you ready for this? Zero Hedge reports that they now admit the need for $8.9 billion capital raise. All is clearly not well below the surface. Europe's largest bank has admitted in a regulatory filing that it needs to raise capital. The Wall Street Journal reports that Banco Santander, S.A., said it would raise up 7.5 billion euros, which is 8.88, almost $9 billion in a capital hike, a bid to address long-running concerns among investors and analysts that its financial cushion was weaker than peers. Largest, Europe's largest bank is sucking air. Now, that's bad. That's really, really bad.
That's really bad.
Yes. And a German nurse has now been suspected of multiple deaths and admits to 30 more murders.
Yeah, this is the guy said he's... 38-year-old nurse said that he was administering these an overdose of heart medication so that he could practice bringing them back. Okay, he
did,
yeah. So 30 people have died. Well, he confessed to 30 people, but it could have been 90 because there were 60 other patients that he performed this procedure on that survived.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just practicing.
Who does that sound like? Sounds exactly like Janine Jones.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. She was trying to bring them back, she said. I mean, this is craziness. And I've always said, ever since when, you know, I learned about Janine Jones killing babies at the Bexar County Hospital in San Antonio and was involved in that mess, ever since then, I've wanted to investigate and look at nurses who murder. And when I went to UTMB graduate school, they asked for you to, in your freshman year, to declare your thesis, and mine was nurses who murder. And they called me in and told me you're not allowed to do that.
Really?
Well, it might look a little bad, you know, because UTMB, University of Texas Medical Branch, was part of the UT system, which was San Antonio, Bexar County Hospital. So anyway, Australian raw milk producers are forced to spoil their own milk for sale, according to Natural Blaze. The Australian government wants its people to literally recoil in horror if they ever dare to have a taste of unpasteurized fresh milk. So much so they are forcing raw milk producers to contaminate their future milk with a bittering agent that would preclude human consumption.
Well, okay, so raw milk in Australia is sold as for cosmetic use only. It's they call it bath milk, but people drink it, you know, if you want to get the good enzymes.
Well, if they can get it, yeah. They,
right. Well, you can buy it as a cosmetic product. It's still raw milk. It's got to be refrigerated. It's, you know, as safe as buying raw milk from anywhere. But now the regulators are saying that they want to put this,
bittering agent.
Yeah, just to, you know, to ruin it all.
Yeah. It will make it unpalatable so that you'll just practically throw up if you try to drink it.
Right. And there was one case where a small child apparently died. And the media said that it was from the raw milk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the parents said they never touched the raw milk. You know, the kid was.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But this is kind of the reason they're given for doing all this. It's craziness.
Oh, they wouldn't lie to us.
Overregulation everywhere. There's no freedom anywhere. You know.
Overregulation. Did you hear about the sledding now? They want to make sledding illegal.
And a lot of. Because of liability and stuff like that. But, you know, they'd rather have the kids sitting inside, you know, working their thumbs on video games than going outside sledding. It's just, you know, if there's snow on the ground at our farm, our kids, I don't care if there's a blizzard happening, they are outside sledding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where does the Constitution say thou shalt not sled? I mean, where does that come under... It's all the government's business to do all this stuff.
Yeah, it's something like 50 cities are banning it. It's craziness.
Yeah. UK Ebola nurse Pauline Cafferkey remains critical. The Scottish nurse that's fighting Ebola virus, remember she returned? She went from Sierra Leone back on an airplane, unprotected, and went into the hospital in the UK and now is in critical condition. And you wonder, where about are the other people that are affected by that also? And a trial confirms Ebola vaccine candidate safe. Two experimental DNA vaccines to prevent Ebola virus and the closely related Marburg virus are safe and generated a similar immune response in healthy Ugandan adults, reported the findings from the first of the filovirus vaccines in Africa are published in The Lancet. So that's supposed to be the be-all, end-all. It's safe, so now we can give it and make lots of money off of the vaccine and probably force it on people in Nigeria. Pentagon is cutting expenses, consolidating bases in Europe. Now, this is what you're told whenever they want to cut back for a reason is that we're trying to save money. Right. They have so much money they can't even find every year. But then they're always going to cut back on people and cut back on bases because we're doing the right thing. Yeah. And there was a bombing at NAACP's Colorado office. Now they say it just might be domestic terrorism. They're seeking a middle-aged white man in connection with an explosion outside the office of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in Colorado. The agency thinks it might be a hate crime or an act of domestic terrorism. The office in Colorado shook Tuesday morning when an improvised explosive device was detonated just outside.
But when is a bombing not terrorism?
Or a hate crime? I mean, when is killing somebody not a hate crime? I still haven't been able to...
Are there implications for... I guess there are legal implications for labeling it, you know, the act, those things. Right?
Well, yeah.
I mean,
you get
more trouble. I don't...
I don't know.
Someone gets funding somewhere because it's...
Exactly. You got that right. Obama proposes now 2 years of free community college. He's going to propose offering Americans 2 years of community college for free if they're willing to work for it. Obama made the announcement in a short video from Air Force One, saying the plan will make community college accessible to everybody.
It's only going to cost us like $38 billion or something. But it's funny how this guy acts like he's our daddy, you know, because you can get 2 years of, you know, community college, but you better have some good grades and, you know, do the right thing.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing I wanted to point out is that Obama has been making appearances at the strangest places lately, and he will go he'll be at this place or that place wanting to show his support for whatever has happened. But do you notice how there's no support for any of the veteran issues? There's no support for any time that the veterans say, hey, there's been a whole bunch of people, you know, murdered, killed over here because they didn't get medical care. Nowhere can he be seen for doing anything related to veterans. I just think that's amazing.
Right. When he was in Phoenix, the motorcade just rolled right by the VA there, which has been really troubled, you know.
Yeah. Psychologists list 8 reasons young Americans don't fight back. Clinical psychologist and author who has been a Power Hour guest, Bruce Levine, has compiled a list why young Americans don't fight for their rights.
Yeah, this is screams social engineering, you know. So, okay, you have this whole generation of kids who aren't standing up for anything. You know, why? Well, they're pretty oppressed. You know, you can look at the education system, and there's, you know, another article we can go into. But number one in his article is student loan debt. You know, the debtor is a slave to the lender. And so you can't, you know, unless you have enough people to rise up and actually overtake the lender, you know, you're going to be just, you know, passive, I guess. Another one is medicating noncompliance. You know, if you look at this generation or the generation before, after me, I guess, you know, I was lucky enough to not, you know, be given all the Ritalin and the Adderall and all that stuff, you know, but so we do have a generation of just overly medicated children.
But had you been back during that time that they were doing it, you probably would have gotten it, don't you think?
I don't know. Maybe. Well, yeah, probably. Looking at me now, yeah.
No, but I mean, I so many people are.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and another one is schools that are educating for compliance and not, you know, I don't like this word, but democracy. And there's a great quote from John Taylor Gatto. He says, the truth is that schools, and this is after receiving the New York City Teacher of the Year Award on January 31st, 1990, he upset a lot of people by saying this. He said, the truth is that schools don't really teach anything except how to obey orders. It's a great mystery to me because thousands of humane, caring people work in schools as teachers and aides and administrators, but the abstract logic of the institution overwhelms their individual contributions. You know, all these teachers are just taught, they're taught what to teach. You know, there's never any, in the line of education, there's never any critical thought. They're taught what to teach. They teach what they're taught, you know, and so that just perpetuates. There's never any critical thinking or free thought, you know, taught to these children. The next one is No Child Left Behind, which I've absolutely been opposed to since is one reason why we homeschool. Shaming people, young people who take education but not their schooling seriously. You know, I did really well in school. I had great grades, but I never had a real desire to go to college. And, you know, I wanted to do something else. You know, it just seemed I didn't have a lot of money to do that stuff. But so I gained a different education in life. You know, I'm not ignorant in a lot of ways. Yes, in a lot of ways I am. But I didn't need to go spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to, you know, get my education. Another one is the normalization of surveillance. You think about this generation and they're just – bombarded with all the devices that basically watch them. You know, another one is television. Get the TV out of your house. You know, it's just, you know, it's teaching compliance.
Programming.
There's a reason why they call it programming. You
know? They have been programmed to not fight back, and that works out perfect
and
for the system too.
Consumerism is a big deal too.
Yeah.
So it's a great article.
Yes, very good article. New York City is now going to ban foam takeout. Did you know that? Delivery food containers, they've got to be in environmentally friendly containers now. Mayor Bloomberg is on a roll there. And Death and Taxes, a visual guide to where your tax dollars go. Zero Hedge has done an amazing job of putting an infographic display there of the budget of 2015 of the United States and where all the money goes.
Yeah, it's a great infographic. It's at www.visualcapitalist.com, and it's huge. You would not believe where all this money goes. Let's see. Classified programs, $14.9 billion.
Classified programs that you can't know anything about, because they are so smart, and all of that is control. All of that is control.
Oh, and I'm having a hard time picking something, to actually list here because this is just so huge. Let's see, operations and maintenance for the Department of the Navy, $40 billion. Department of Housing and Urban Development, $32 billion. Department of Transportation, $13.9 billion. And then it has, underneath each one of these classifications, there's different, levels of different programs underneath each one of those. Department of Energy gets $27.9 billion. And then if you go down to the bottom, there's a graph, I believe, that shows in comparison, like the 2012 presidential election cost was $2.6 billion. The 2015 U.S. military budget is $575 billion.
It's incredible. You've got to go to this article. Look at this from Visual Capitalist. It's in the email blast in the Power Hour news section. It is amazing. And you wonder how much of that needs to be spent.
Right.
Or is really spent for what they say. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 3 minutes. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Majesty by Michael W. Smith. Michael W. Smith, I just love his music. Thank you for joining us today, Caring About Your World. Dr. Cass Ingram will be joining us at the top of the hour. And by the way, I did not mention earlier when we were talking about education and children in school, Jeb Bush is so pro-Common Core that you just know he's the guy that's going to win this election. It's just amazing. That's his biggest issue is Common Core is so good for the children. There's a few people out there that are saying no to Common Core that are in the presidential lineup, but of course, you know, Hillary and Bush are the ones you can tell that are going to promote that.
Right, and in the Power Hour news section, there is an article by Blacklisted News that says it's named Teaching Children How to Think Instead of What to Think. And I think if you're a parent, it's a great read. This is something I kind of try to implement with our children is, you know, basically it's asking them questions, you know, kind of forcing them to think through things instead of just saying, this is how things are. This is what you think, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
It's hard, you know, you kind of forget that sometimes because you're, you know, in a position of authority over them, you know.
And you just want to get through it and move
right,
on to something else.
It's so important to, you know, force them to think about things.
Yes, encourage them to think about things.
Yeah, instead of force them. That's funny.
Yeah, force it on them, man. 1 million adults with average, but that's how easy it happens. That's how
right,
you just become conditioned. 1 million adults with average annual income of $2,200 are going to lose their food stamps in the coming year.
Who can live off $2,200 a year?
I know.
Who can live off that? It's just, I don't know where you get. How you live. It blows me away.
I don't either. Yeah. They might need some food stamps.
Yeah, they may need a little help.
Yes. And all over America, economic collapse says that they are cracking down on preppers. Why would the government want to punish people who are just trying to work hard, become more self-sufficient, take care of their families? Well, you probably are the bad guys. There are approximately 3 million preppers out there in the U.S. today, and they appear to be singled out. You know, when they mention there's 3 million preppers, does that tell you that they are checking on who is and who is not a prepper?
That's a good point.
That's probably how many people have ordered storable foods.
Right.
Yeah. 3 million preppers. By the way, Numana, powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com, if you haven't ordered your storable food. Anyway, they appear to be singled out for punishment by bureaucratic control freaks that are horrified that they are not just getting, you know, 3 days of supplies.
Well,
like
and it's not just that. It's, you know, and I don't really consider myself a big time prepper or anything, but as I'm reading through this, as I read through this, I was like, maybe I am. I don't know. Yeah. Because we, one of the things is the EPA is trying to regulate, you know, the wood heat, the wood stove. That's one thing they mentioned. We have wood heat. You know, another one is that I can't remember her, Robin Speronis in Florida. I remember she was living off the grid, and Florida is basically saying, you can't live off the grid. You know, you need to pay us money. And also the, you know, New York State's requirement that children be vaccinated before attending public schools, you know, it just goes on and on. It's like, wow, I didn't really know that collecting rainwater
You didn't know, Josh. You didn't know you were a prepper.
I need to learn about myself a little more.
I don't know that I can help you through that. By the way, 21 pages of Obamacare tax instructions. IRS demands shared responsibility payment. 21 new pages of instructions, complete with links to 3 long forms, 9 tip sheets. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. And how they keep up with this stuff, I have no idea. I don't think anybody can. When we come back, let's talk about, we're going to be talking to Dr. Kath Ingram. But that girl was made to take chemo. She was 17 years of age. We'll be back after.